This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Did you know, according to the TSA, you're allowed to carry on turkey, stuffing, pies, and casseroles because they're all considered solid foods? But gravy, cranberry sauce, and mashed potatoes, they consider liquids. They'll have to go into your checked baggage. Oh, you know there are people that try to travel with that stuff. One benefit of the trade war with China, the lowest turkey prices since 2010, with not a lot of grain or livestock headed to China, there's an oversupply here. According to American Farm Bureau, a 16-pound bird this year averages $20.80. The cost of the entire Thanksgiving dinner for 10 is only up a penny from last year, $48.91. According to the National Turkey Federation, 46 million turkeys are expected to be eaten this Thursday. Another 22 million will be eaten on Christmas. There's a new list out on Twitter. Thanksgiving foods we dislike most in each state. Number one, cranberry sauce. Followed by green bean casserole, stuffing, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, turkey. Yes, three states say turkey is their least favorite. What is it they say? To each state his own. And get ready for some wild Thanksgiving travel. AAA predicting record-breaking numbers both on the road and in the air. 55.3 million people will be traveling from Wednesday through Sunday. That's 1.6 million more than last year, the second highest number since AAA began recording data in 2000. No surprise Wednesday, the worst day to be on the road, especially around the big cities where congestion can really slow you down. And if you're flying, the busiest airport day will be the Sunday after Thanksgiving. By the way, if you wait till next Monday, that's the lightest travel day. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Oxford Dictionary has just announced its word of the year for 2019. And they went with climate emergency, which they define as, quote, a situation which urgent action is required to reduce or halt climate change, irreversible environmental damage resulting from it. In fact, all of their potential words this year were related to climate change. Runners-up, climate crisis, climate action, extinction, and eco-anxiety. Time for a few random facts. The best theory on where pink lemonade comes from is that a circus vendor in the late 1800s accidentally dropped a red cinnamon candy into a batch of lemonade, which turned it pink. And it was a big hit. The Kentucky Derby is the oldest major American sporting event. It happens every single year. It has since 1875. No one really knows what Christopher Columbus looks like because he never had a portrait painted. Paul McCartney's real name is James. Paul is his middle name. And now you know. And a Hungarian scientist may have discovered a fifth force of nature. He's been able to produce an effect where an excited helium atom emitted light while it was decaying. He calls the effect X17. Says it may be what ties our visible world to dark matter. That would be a fifth force of nature. South Haven's Holiday in the Park kicks off this Friday, November 29th. The tree lighting, luminaries, a Santa Paws pet parade downtown, Christmas karaoke, skating at the ice rink, holiday treats, and of course, Mr. and Mrs. Claus. All takes place this Friday afternoon. I'll be there to help. Holiday in the Park in South Haven. All you need to know at southhaven.org. Knucklehead news out of Colorado, where a woman wasn't using her noodle when she decided she could subdue a crew of police officers with nothing more than a few packets of ramen noodles. The woman, whose name was not released, went after the deputies at a Pueblo motel when she spotted them staking out the parking lot for a car that turned out to be stolen. As one officer was running the plates, one woman ran out of her room and tried to get into the driver's seat, leading the cop to wrestle her to the ground, attempt to cuff her. As the pair tussled, a second woman emerged, holding an armload of Raymond packets, which she began to fling at the cop. He managed to avoid the flying missiles and bust both gals, one for vehicle theft, the other for interfering with arrest. And that's the Daily Buzz. Send things I can buzz about to me, Paul at WCSY.com. You can drop them off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, or copy and paste a link on our Facebook page. Daily Buzz podcasts are at WCSY.com. Our website, become a subscriber. We'll get them to you by email every day. They're also on Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, all the great podcasting outlets. Remember, Alexa will even play them for you. Just have her play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.